and this organization is known as Alcoholics Anonymous. Why don't you join it? I said, what do you think I've been doing? Well, he said, you've been sober, but you've been floating way up on a cloud somewhere. Why don't you go home and get the big book and open it at page 58 and see what it says? So I did. I got the big book and I read it, and this is what it said. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. The word thoroughly rang a bell. And then it went on to say, half measures availed us nothing. We stood at the turning point. And the last sentence was, we asked his protection and care with complete abandon. Complete abandon. Half measures availed us nothing. Thoroughly followed our path. Completely give themselves to this simple program rang in my swelled head. Years earlier, I had gone into psychoanalysis to get relief. I spent 5.5 years in psychoanalysis and proceeded to become a drunk. I don't mean that in any sense as a derogatory statement about psychotherapy. It's a very great tool. Not too potent, but a great tool. I would do it again. I tried every gimmick that there was to get some peace of mind. But it was not until I was brought to my alcoholic knees, when I was brought to a group in my own community with the butcher, the baker, the carpenter, and the mechanic, who were able to give me the 12 steps, that I was finally given some semblance of an answer to the last half of the first step. So after taking the first half of the first step, and very gingerly admitting myself to Alcoholics Anonymous, something happened. And then I thought to